In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady Co-Redemptrix, Saint Joseph, Saint John the Evangelist, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, on this Friday before Holy Week, the Church in before Vatican II, and actually going way back to the 17th century, and probably, you know, even farther than that, and of course, it goes way back to the time of our Lord, and this event that we heard in the gospel, there has been this devotion to Our Lady at the foot of the cross. But liturgically, it was put into the calendar probably around the 17th century, and especially incorporated with a Mass, the title for this particular feast on this Friday before Holy Week was the Seven Sorrows of Mary Co-Redemptrix. That the idea of Our Lady's standing at the foot of the cross was an important event, that it wasn't an accident, that she was truly standing there for her role as the Mother of the Redeemer, which Pope John Paul II, soon to be Saint John Paul II, pointed out so well. He kind of connected the time before Vatican II with the time after Vatican II, because before Vatican II, there was this big push. Many of the bishops wanted Our Lady's co-redemption to be declared a dogma, to be solemnly defined by Vatican II. And for some reason, the Holy Spirit didn't impel or compel the bishops to make that to do that particular action. But Pope John Paul II, who was his whole pontificate was to explain Vatican II, brings out this encyclical in the 1980s where he entitles it Mother of the Redeemer, you know, Redemptoris Mater, to show that he was showing that there's this continuing reflection of the Church and meditation on this great mystery of us being given to Our Lady and Our Lady being given to us. This is this great gift that Jesus gave to us from the cross. And the Church didn't want to maybe take away from focusing on the Passion on Good Friday. They wanted to really focus on our Lord's suffering for us so as to not, you know, take away from our Lord's Passion. It wanted to, though, focus on also Our Lady's compassion. So it instituted this feast on the Friday before Holy Week. And it is where we contemplate Our Lady's work of cooperating and suffering with Jesus and offering Jesus and being offered with him, that Our Lady's suffering, her pierced heart, those seven sorrows are to remind us that her life was a life of suffering with Jesus from the very first moment of her having his being conceived in her womb, that she understood that her life was going to be a union of sorrow in his work of redemption. It also brought her great joy, but she also had this sorrow that intermingled and commingled with this sacrifice. And so we contemplate that today in this Our Lady's Seven Sorrows of Mary Co-Redemptrix. And we especially want to focus on, in this little homily, which I hope it won't be too long, is this gift of Our Lady's, the gift of Our Lady to us. This is the day on which, on Good Friday, that consecration to Our Lady was born. Each and every one of us who has this grace of understanding the importance of total consecration to Our Lady. This is a particularly important feast day because it is the day, Good Friday, when consecration to Mary was instituted by Christ himself. And Pope John Paul II, I thought it'd be fitting to read a little bit from some of his words that he spoke about this particular mystery, since he's soon to become St. John Paul II, and he really is, I think, if you could call him a doctor of the Church, he's a doctor on the co-redemption. I think he really brought it into the 20th century when he wrote his encyclical Mother of the Redeemer. He wrote this: on the cross, Christ said, "Woman, behold your son." With these words, he opened in a new way his mother's heart. A little later, the Roman soldier's spear pierced the side of the crucified one. That pierced heart became a sign of the redemption achieved through the death of the Lamb of God. The Immaculate Heart of Mary opened with the words, "Woman, behold your son," is spiritually united with the heart of her son opened by the soldier's spear. Mary's heart was opened by the same love for man and for the world with which Christ loved man and the world, offering himself for them on the cross until the soldier's spear struck that blow. Consecrating the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary means drawing near, through the Mother's intercession, to the very fountain of life that sprang from Golgotha. This fountain pours forth unceasingly redemption and grace. In it, reparation is made continually for the sins of the world. It is a ceaseless source of new life and holiness. Consecrating the world to the Immaculate Heart of the Mother means returning beneath the cross of the Son. It means consecrating this world to the pierced heart of the Savior, bringing it back to the very source of its redemption. Redemption is always greater than man's sin and the sin of the world. The power of the redemption is infinitely superior to the whole range of evil in man and the world. The heart of the Mother is aware of this more than any other heart in the whole universe, visible and invisible, and so she calls us. She not only calls us to be converted, she calls us to accept her motherly help to return to the source of redemption. Consecrating ourselves to Mary means accepting her help to offer ourselves and the whole of mankind to Him who is holy, infinitely holy. It means accepting her help by having recourse to her motherly heart, which beneath the cross was open to love for every human being, for the whole world, in order to offer the world, the individual human being, mankind as a whole, and all the nations to Him who is infinitely holy. God's holiness showed itself in the redemption of man, of the world, of the whole of mankind, and of the nations, a redemption brought about through the sacrifice of the cross. "For their sake I consecrate myself," Jesus had said. By the power of the redemption, the world and man have been consecrated. They have been consecrated to Him who is infinitely holy. They have been offered and entrusted to love itself, merciful love. The Mother of Christ calls us, invites us to join with the Church of the Living God in the consecration of the world, in this act of confiding by which the world, mankind as a whole, the nations, and each individual person are presented to the Eternal Father with the power of the redemption won by Christ. They are offered in the heart of the Redeemer, which was pierced on the cross. And that piercing of the heart of Jesus also pierces Our Lady's heart. And that opens, as Pope John Paul II says, Our Lady's heart to us. And that we must accept her. And in accepting her, then Our Lady can then lead us to the foot of the cross and use us in helping to redeem the world by our cooperating with her sufferings and her sufferings in cooperation with Jesus. This is why when we talk about the Immaculate Heart, so much comes to the point about reparation, that we want to be united in making reparation for sin. For really, you know, when we think of Good Friday, and what could we do more to show our love for Christ than to say that we want to offer and be offered with his mother to him in making reparation for our sins and the sins of the whole world. Let us thank today Our Lady and our Lord. Thank our Lord for giving us his mother to be our mother, and that we too will live out this consecration, which everyone has received. Every Christian has been consecrated to Our Lady. For everyone who is a beloved disciple has been consecrated to her. And to the degree they accept it and acknowledge it and live it out, then it will make them much more fruitful and effective Christians. Let us pray that we will too live out our consecration more faithfully every day to the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, that heart of our mother that has loved us so much to the point of breaking. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.